All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every single Wednesday, either talk with a mortgage broker or a realtor. And today, we talk with Lisa DiBernardo, the one and only from Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC. She can help you make qualifying for a mortgage easier, or you need a mortgage to buy a home, refinance, whatever. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks. And what's going on today? What do you want to talk about today with the Property Pulse?
Today, I would like to talk about preparing to buy a home.
Okay.
What that looks like.
All right.
Navigating the world of mortgage loans and interest rates is very complex, with rates changing the way they do. In fact, daily, the changes in rates can significantly impact the overall cost of homeownership, as well as the dollar amount in which a buyer will qualify for. That dollar amount they qualify for in the mortgage, of course, affects the purchase price that they qualify for.
Right.
People who are looking to buy a home would want to know that information prior to searching for a home. So working with me, I am plugged in daily to market fluctuations.
Okay.
I advise on the timing for locking in rates and support people in, you know, completing the necessary paperwork to become pre-approved, and then help find the best possible terms and the best possible loan to meet their situation. When someone contacts me to buy a home for the first time, what I do is have a conversation, talk about their current situation, talk about what their thoughts are in the future, as well as their finances. So we have, you know, there are a lot of things that go into this. A lot of aspects intersect, and it's important for me to know a little bit about them and their life in addition to their finances. Then we begin the application process. The application process tells me, you know, the details, their job history, their residence history. I will run what's called a soft credit report. And that is something that does not impact someone's credit score. That also enables me to help determine if there's something I can do to assist them with improving their credit, improving their score, improving their situation, any of those factors, all of which impact the ability to buy a home.
Absolutely.
And then I verify their information. So I will collect basic information like paycheck stubs, W-2s, bank statements. So I will verify that the client or potential client is going to be in the right loan program, given the amount of money they have saved, given their income level, given their liabilities, and help them get into the mortgage and the purchase price that they can live with.
So if they save money, let me just give you a little scenario. If someone saves a bunch of money, you don't take all their money out from them. Like, they don't need to use it all for the mortgage, right?
That's correct. I'm glad you brought that up. First-time home buyers, even subsequent home buyers, if it's a primary residence, Tom, they can buy a house with as little as 3% down.
Okay.
Sometimes 0% down, depending on their situation. I take a look at how much money they do have and help guide them on what is going to be the best way for them to use that money that they've saved so hard for.
Right.
So whether it be 3% down, 5% down, 20% down, whatever it is, I'm going to help, I'm going to run numbers to help them figure out what's the best way for them to use this money. There are closing costs also that are associated with buying a home. And so I want to make sure that they have money for any down payment, the closing costs. And also, we want them to have money after the transaction.
Right. That's what I was getting at.
Yes. And of course, being able to afford making the payments.
Yes.
I really enjoy helping people through that process, as well as giving them the confidence they need. So a lot of people are very nervous when they're buying a home, especially for the first time. It's such a big thing in life, right?
It is.
And it is still the American dream to buy a home.
Right.
And I want them to feel comfortable that if I help them get this mortgage and get into this house, they're going to be fine. They can do it.
Yeah.
And so I'm always conveying that throughout the process.
Right, because you're not going to give somebody a mortgage if they can't really afford it. I mean, you know what I mean? So.
Absolutely. I'm never going to do that.
Never.
I'm never going to do that.
Right.
So I'm always setting people up for success.
Great. That's good. Good news right there. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Right.
It's very rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good. That's good stuff right there. And people want to know all these things that you mentioned today.
Great. Yeah. And they can reach me, vtmortgage.com. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm also on social media.
Okay.
So I'm very easily found.
Okay.
I live and work in this community in mm-hmm. Brattleboro.
Okay.
And I cover all of Vermont and all of New Hampshire. I'm licensed in two states.
Okay.
So if people are buying or refinancing in Vermont or New Hampshire, I can help.
You ever plan on expanding into different states or?
I do. Uh-huh. Definitely. I have different states on my radar. I'm pausing on that at the moment because mortgage brokering involves a lot of compliance and regulatory aspects. And I'm a sole person shop doing all of that myself.
Yeah. Right.
And it's a lot. Many people, when they start a company such as mine, mm-hmm. will hire a compliance attorney or a company to set them up. And I've been doing all of this myself with no compliance attorney and with no outside source for setting me up. So handling it myself, I'm going to stick with the two states that I know and that I've been working in and meant for many years, which is Vermont and New mm-hmm. Hampshire.
That's perfect.
And then from there, we will grow.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on the Property Pulse. Of course, every other Wednesday, you're here.
I am. I love this.
All
it's
right.
so fun.
And the website is vtmortgage.com.
Vtmortgage.com.
And you can also listen to past episodes on our website at wtsaradio.com and go to the Property Pulse tab.
That's right. And you're going to put it on your Facebook also.
That's right. We put it on Facebook so you guys can check it out. All kinds of good things. We're linking back and forth here. We love the links.
We love the links.
All right. Well, you take care of yourselves and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. There goes Lisa DiBernardo from Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC. Every other Wednesday, we talk mortgage stuff. And check her out at vtmortgage.com. Have yourself a great morning. We're here at 96.7 TSA FM.